42-year-old Awol Kwal Awol says he and his children arrived in Bo Town 6 days ago from Mar in Teach East County after flooding destroyed his home. Awol says his family has been camping outside the governor's office since that time and need food.
We are here now at the office of the governor, and we are facing a lot of challenges when we arrived here. Rains have fallen on us, lack of food and sicknesses. The kids with us here are very sick. We are just waiting for an assistance from the government and the NGOs, but up to today, there is nothing given to us.
Awol says he worries he or his children will catch a waterborne disease like pneumonia or diarrhea due to the lack of clean drinking water and poor hygiene in the overcrowded environment. He says his 3-year-old son is suffering from diarrhea. 29-year-old Agon Deng Lual arrived 4 days ago by motorboat from Duke County and has been camping at Malek Secondary School. Lual says she and her 4 children have nothing to eat because their food was washed away in the flooding.
Food like sorghum did not even take more than 2 days. They germinated and are damaged. The situation for me and my children now is difficult. I am accommodated here at Malek Secondary School by my relatives who arrived here before me. They are the ones helping me push with the last few days. I have no idea what will happen next.
Jonglei State Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Director Gabriel Denga Jack says flooding has displaced more than 160,000 people from Duke, Twitch East and Bor counties. Ajak says the displaced who came to Bo Town are in dire need of food, clean water, medicine and shelter materials.
The situation in Bo now is quite overwhelming in terms of how we receive them as RRC and the Human Trend Partners. People are moving, they don't know where they are going. You go to the riverside now, here in Bo, you find thousands of people just sleeping outside. And if it rains, then these people will be exposed to rain, and definitely diseases will come in and will affect them.
Michael Madinga Kweth, who heads the South Sudan Red Cross in Jonglei, says his organization is working with the ICRC to support the thousands of flood-affected families in Bor with plastic sheets, mosquito nets, and sleeping mats. He says the Red Cross will distribute relief aid to about 5,000 families starting next week.
These are essential household items. That's what we are going to give out. They are basic. They will give them a better opportunity to support themselves now, and especially in the areas that they are camping. Those who are camping maybe in schools, they will have now the mosquito nets, and they will be able to support themselves.
In an email response, Anthony Burke, Public Information Officer for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, in South Sudan, said at least 500,000 people have been affected by flooding along the White Nile in South Sudan since July. Burke says aid agencies have conducted needs assessments in 5 counties in Jonglei, including Bor South County, in early August, and have been providing assistance to some 35,000 flood-affected people in the county. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.